protesters staged coordinated civil disobedience in New York and San Francisco today, denouncing the bank's ties to pipelines, prisons, and weapons manufacturers. In downtown San Francisco, demonstrators painted a mural on the sidewalk and used lock-on devices to block every building entrance, disrupting business operations and foot traffic. The protest drew over 150 people and marks the launch of a new national campaign. Organizers say Wells Fargo was the first major U.S. bank to abandon its commitment to net zero financed emission and other climate goals. Members of the Standing Rock, Sioux, and Cheyenne River tribes joined the action, condemning the bank's role in financing the Dakota Access Pipeline. They also drew connections between violations of indigenous sovereignty in the U.S. and the ongoing bombardment of Gaza. Several protesters pointed to Wells Fargo's financial ties to Palantir, a tech company that provides surveillance software, used both by Israeli forces and U.S. immigration authorities. Seven people were arrested in San Francisco, most of them using lock-on devices, metal tubes that connect activists arm to arm, making it harder for police to remove them. One protester was linked to another, physically blocking the building's entrance. We spoke with her just 10 minutes before her arrest.
I'm Julia. I'm currently standing outside Wells Fargo Bank, blocking the entrance with a lot of other activists. We are standing here because Wells Fargo is funding pipelines and companies that are bombing Gaza. They're responsible for this genocide, and it's important that people know. We're objecting in the only way that we can, by putting our bodies on the line.
Can you talk about what your shirt says?
Yeah, my shirt says, Jews say, let Gaza live. I'm Jewish, and the genocide in Gaza breaks my heart every day. And I think it's important to denounce it in the strongest way possible. No one should be subject to what Israel is doing to them. I know people personally in Gaza and in the West Bank who are afraid for their lives every day, who are watching their children starve. And we're responsible. And they claim they're doing it in our name. I have to say no. Never again for anyone.
Around the corner, there are dozens of police gathered, I'm sure ready to try to break this blockade on Wells Fargo with protesters. Are you worried that you could face violence or arrest?
Absolutely, but it's a price worth paying.
Members of the Standing Rock Sioux tribe say they returned to Wells Fargo's headquarters today to hold the bank accountable and show solidarity with Palestinians.
My name is Wania Locke. I come from Standing Rock. Wells Fargo funded Dakota Access Pipeline and also funding the genocide that's occurring here in Palestine right now. And Wells Fargo is one of the biggest investors in genocide. So we are still here and we'll always be in opposition.
Are you surprised you're back here protesting Wells Fargo?
No, I'm not. I'm totally not surprised at all, because they do pick profit over people. And that's the reality that we live in existence to this day. And so what we need is everybody to be aware and to realize where their money is being invested. How are they impacting to their own personal genocide that is occurring right now?
Closer to home, Bay Area tribal members also participated, saying Wells Fargo's investments continue to harm indigenous communities, both locally and globally.
My name is Kim DiOcampo. I'm from the Tuolumne Miwok people. Wells Fargo has been complicit in genocide since the gold rush. And so people need to understand that so that we can connect this history with what we see happening now as this bank continues to fund genocide abroad as well as right here in our country.
Wells Fargo is one of the largest banks in the country. Since 2021, it has invested over $143 billion in fossil fuels, despite its CEO calling climate change, quote, one of the most urgent issues of our time, close quote.
My name's Mishwa, and I'm here today because we want a world, a healthy world, for our children, our grandchildren, and all the coming generations.
A National Day of Action is planned for Friday, August 15th, and organizers say Wells Fargo should expect similar protests in cities across the country in the weeks ahead. KPFA reached out to Wells Fargo for comment. However, in an email, they declined. Reporting for KPFA, I'm Lauren Schmidt.